Rose, Mark, saying goodbye before you leave. Mother, these days I feel the shortness of our time together. Perhaps it will be only 1, 2, 3 more years before you leave me and everything else on this earth. One day I will no longer have a mother whom I can visit and sit with. How can I be a daughter without a mother? We won't be able to watch old Chinese movies on the TV anymore. I won't be able to call you up and ask, how are you? You won't be there. There'll be no more family dinners on Sunday at your house. No one to make me pork hash the way only you can make it. No more beef jerky in your cupboard for me to snitch. No more waxy flattened duck drying alongside your pajamas on the clothesline. Who will take care of all your orchids? No one has a green thumb like you. No one has the nerve to pinch a leaf off an African violet at the nursery and grow her own. I'll have no reason to go to Chinatown. Chinatown, where we lived in a rundown hotel for 3 months when we first came to San Francisco. Where you ironed blouse after blouse, earning 35 cents apiece to buy the cold cuts and Wonder Bread for my lunch. No more lugging pink plastic bags of groceries loaded down with lean pork, bitter melon, herbs for your Sunday soup. Our visits to the Taoist temple, lighting joss sticks in remembrance of Father, this will end too. Who will pray to Kuan Yin for us? One day soon, in all certainty, the inevitable future will become the cold present truth. You will not be here. Every full moon, especially the one in August, will not be as round, full, or golden. Will I remember to stop and view its beauty without you? I want to tell you all this, but I know you will tell me not to speak of death. You will say, why talk of the inevitable? Why not live each day as life brings us? There will be time for death, too. So with your wisdom, we will treasure each day, each autumn moon together, until we have no more.